Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
A couple of temporary suburban hospitals getting new life because of the coronavirus pandemic. The move comes as the state now has 73 virus-related deaths and more than 5,000 confirmed cases overall. WBBM's Bernie Tafoya with the latest.
Governor J.B. Pritzker says the plan is to use existing hospital beds first for COVID-19 patients, but the trajectory of the number of people contracting the virus continues on a path that is likely to require more hospital beds.
In addition to McCormick Place in Chicago, the state, alongside the Army Corps, has formally launched work on two additional alternate care facilities: the former Advocate Sherman Hospital campus in Elgin and the Metro South Health Center in Blue Island.
Metro South closed last year. The old Sherman Hospital campus closed 11 years ago. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
COVID-19 hitting the Chicago Police Department hard.
More than 800 Chicago Police Department employees were out sick to begin the week, with the majority of them being sworn officers. Officials say the workers were out with wide-ranging ailments, but that many were likely from precautionary measures due to the coronavirus. Spokesman Anthony Guglielmi says 29 additional officers have tested positive, bringing the department total to 50. Tribune reports contingency plans are in place if staffing hits dire levels, including canceling days off for officers. Andy Dane, News Radio 105.9 FM.
It appears some street sweeping will take place in Chicago this spring. After all, a spokesman for the Chicago Department of Streets and Sanitation says the game plan is being changed. The Sun-Times reports the move comes after several aldermen expressed concern that street sweeping in residential neighborhoods was being suspended during the pandemic. The Streets and San spokesman says under the new plan, street sweepers will be in all 50 wards, but it won't be scheduled sweeping and people will not be asked to move their vehicles. A fifth resident of a Willowbrook nursing home has died from coronavirus-related illness. The DuPage County Health Department says the most recent death of a resident at the Chateau Nursing and Rehabilitation Center in Willowbrook is a woman in her 70s with underlying conditions. So far, DuPage County has reported 9 virus-related deaths, all patients over the age of 60. Illinois State Police are investigating a shooting last night by a Skokie police officer.
Police responded to a call of a suspicious person in the parking lot of a 7-Eleven on Crawford Avenue at about 11 p.m. Officers approached an SUV in the lot, and they say the man in the driver's seat displayed a handgun. Exactly what happened next is unclear, but an officer fired a single shot, hitting the man in the abdomen. He was taken to a hospital, his condition not known. Police say they recovered a semi-automatic handgun. Mike Krauser, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
The Kane County Sheriff's Department has set up a central location to drop off personal protective equipment donations. They're needed in the fight against the pandemic.
3 days a week in the parking lot of the Kane County Judicial Center is a drop-off location for masks, gloves, hand sanitizer, and more. The personal protective equipment will be collected and given to medical care workers and others who might need it. Kane County Undersheriff Patrick Gangler says when it comes to any extra N95 masks someone might want to donate,
those do need to be in their original packages, just about everything else. If it's open, it's kind of like, if it's something you wouldn't return to a store, it's definitely something that we can't take.
Donations will be accepted at the Kane County Judicial Center parking lot every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday through April 17th from noon to 7 p.m. Jennifer Kuiper, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Officials say a dozen more inmates at the Cook County Jail have tested positive for the virus. That brings the total number to 101. In addition to the inmates, 12 staff members have also tested positive. At least 400 inmates have been released over the last week as Cook County judges conduct case-by-case bond reviews to lower the jail's population and reduce the spread of the virus. A former nurse at Chicago's Mercy Hospital alleges she was fired after she expressed concerns the hospital didn't provide adequate protections for staff members treating coronavirus patients. Regina Haglund is filing a discrimination charge against the hospital with the Chicago Office of the National Labor Relations Board. Last week, a nurse at Northwestern Memorial Hospital filed a lawsuit alleging she was fired after expressing similar concerns to coworkers. Navy Pier is trying to spread some positive vibes with inspiring messages displayed on its big Ferris wheel. Navy Pier Communications Director Piyal Patel tells WBBM they tried to think about what Chicagoans wanted and needed to see at this time.
We created a list, and our brand marketing manager put it all together and got it uploaded onto the wheel. And so it was a team effort.
She says the positive messages will stay up until Navy Pier reopens. The Archdiocese of Chicago is trying to provide comfort to isolated parishioners diagnosed with COVID-19 and their families. Bishop Ron Hicks says a group of about 25 priests and chaplains have been trained and fitted with personal protective equipment and are ready to serve.
So if there are people who have been diagnosed with COVID-19, and especially if they're likely going to die, this group of priests who are willing to step up to volunteer and then to administer them with the sacrament of the anointing of the sick.
Members of that group will make hospital visits and house calls. Local parishes will have the information.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.